bring you greetings this morning from your sisters and brothers in Christ throughout the southeastern district of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which includes York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Bristol, Tennessee, where in partnership with you, the 213 congregations, 79 schools, and 8 service organizations connect people with Jesus so that lives are transformed and God's kingdom grows. Thank you for the great honor and invitation to be with you today in this sacred place with you, the faithful people of God. With you, I thank our Savior and King for Pastor McLean and his leadership and devotion to the church and to you as he serves as your pastor. I also want to thank you for your continued prayers for your sisters and brothers in Christ on the western side of South Carolina and North Carolina, where I was honored to be this week. Your prayers are necessary, and I can share with you more about what they're going through when we have lunch later today. In fact, ignore the smell of lunch during this time. With that, I say to you, grace, peace, and mercy, they're yours from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A little boy and his father were going to Woolworth's on the west side of Baltimore to do a little shopping. And before they went into the department store, the father said, "Hold on to my hand, stay close by. I don't want you to get lost." So the little boy grabbed his father's hand and they went into the store, and for the vast majority of the time he was close by his father because there wasn't much of interest in men's clothing. But then they got to the appliances near the toys, and the little boy dropped his hand from his father's and began to look around, although still close by. And as he became consumed with the opportunities around him, unbeknownst to him, he found himself in not the next aisle, but a few aisles away without his father. He looked up, he looked around, and noticed he was lost. He began to panic a bit. He did look in the aisle next to him, thinking that maybe he was just an aisle away, but no, his father was not to be found. So finally, he yelled, "Dad, where are you?" Nothing. And just when he was about to begin crying in full panic mode, from behind, these arms grabbed him, and he heard these words, "I got you." Thankfully, it was his father who had found him and brought him back to himself. The gospel reading today is one of those famous and perhaps favorite Sunday school stories. You might even know a song that goes with it. I was taught this song. I grew up in Catonsville on the west side of Baltimore at Emmanuel. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, you know, We won't do the whole thing today. But it's one of those lessons that we're taught about Zacchaeus climbing up the sycamore tree and Jesus coming to him and saying, I'm going to your house today. And of course, all the people around Jesus are up in arms because Jesus is going to a sinner's house. Zacchaeus, so moved by this event that he changes his life. And then Jesus says these powerful descriptive words about who he is and what he does. I've come to seek and save the lost. Well, you know what happens now. We in the church, the redeemed of God, we hear a text like that, and we automatically determine that the lost certainly aren't in here. But they're out there. There goes one now, driving by. There's another one, driving by. Because surely if they weren't lost, they'd be here. We convince ourselves that the lost are people who don't go to church, or people who don't believe in God, or perhaps we convince ourselves that they are people who don't vote like us, or who don't post things like us, or who don't think the way we think, or like the things that we like. You know, those people out there. And it very well could be that they're lost. But we should not think that just because people are sitting in here, that they're not lost. In fact, dare I say, maybe it's you. Perhaps me. Certainly we are the redeemed. We live in the light of the cross and the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we live our days holding our Father's hand. That's our intention, isn't it? And he says to us, stay by me. Don't let go. And surely this has happened to you. It's happened to me, and I get to wear robes and a stole. Where I was holding his hand, but then maybe I dropped it for a moment because something else seemed more interesting. Or there was another aisle with some neat appliances or some toys. You know how this happens in life. Even for us, the people of God, the redeemed, we have intentions of staying with Jesus, but we are poor, miserable sinners, are we not? And we are easily distracted, drawn away from our Father in heaven. Sometimes it's a philosophy, sometimes it's a teaching, sometimes it's our selfish desires, sometimes it's our arrogance, sometimes it's our need to be God. Or at least for God to be like us. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves in a different aisle. And we may start looking for him. I pray that you do. But perhaps in that moment we realize then that we're lost. Even sitting in this beautiful place. You know you. How many times did you let go of his hand this week? How many times did you find yourself in a different aisle, mesmerized by something that you at that moment thought was better than him? Even as you sit here, or I stand. And yet, what's so wonderful about the church, what's so beautiful about celebrating the 94th anniversary of a congregation, is that when you sit here week in and week out, as lost as you may be, this is the place that we rejoice that you get to hear those beautiful words. I got you. We began the service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit as we remembered our baptismal promises poured into us, where we became children of God, heirs of salvation, sons and daughters of the King, not because we deserved it, not because we earned it, but because God desired for us to have it from his mercy and love for you. And in those waters of baptism, and as you make that sign of the cross, as we begin the service itself, as lost as you may be, I got you. And then we confess our sins. We come to God and we say, you know what, Lord? This week I dropped your hand. I walked away. I was tantalized by other things. Gracious God, have mercy on me. And instead of casting us out, instead of throwing us out of the church, instead of ignoring us and saying, you're unworthy, get away from me. No, he lavishes you with forgiveness, bound by the cross where he was crucified. And as you hear Pastor exclaim those words of absolution, hear as well the beauty of, I got you. And then you hear the voice of God when you gather in this place. As the sacred scriptures are proclaimed, you hear God speaking to you, his word of truth, his word of promise, to light the way of your path. Even in your lost state, you do not wander alone or in darkness. But rather, he reveals the way as those sacred scriptures are proclaimed, and you hear, I got you. And soon we'll have a feast. Not down in the hall, but right here. In this sacred place, we will have a feast of heaven, where God himself will come to you, his true body and his true blood, to nourish you and sustain you, to enliven your faith. Here you will receive the very body that was broken for you on the cross, the very blood that was shed for you. And then you will walk away as you receive it with the victory of Easter, the promise of heaven, relationship secured, sins forgiven. You'll walk away with the certainty he's got you. Built on this rock, the church will stand. These promises, these truths, this love. And then you'll leave here today filled with the Spirit of God and his promises to walk back out into the lives that you live, securely holding his hand, walking by his side, and given the opportunity then to offer the same to others. For just as Jesus sought the least, to offer them the light of salvation. Just as he offers that to each of us, we then go and do the same. In the vocations that we live, we will be bearers of the promises that have been poured upon us and the security of our God and our King. And now we have the strength and the courage and the boldness to say to those who are lost out there, come with me. I found the Savior. And then they'll sit with you here and here and here next week or the week after. And we will prepare for them all the wonderful gifts of God as we do every week in this place so that they hear the promise that is yours. I got you. May these words and this truth and may the blessings of this holy place and all that is offered here for you week in and week out be everything that you need to stay connected to Jesus so that your lives are transformed and his kingdom grows. May it be everything you need then to go and connect others to Jesus, so that their lives are transformed and his kingdom grows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds focused on the good news that God will not leave you. He does not abandon you, but rather he loves you with an everlasting love. He's got you. Amen.